to your community radio station. It is my pleasure and honor to have on the program today, once again, Robert McChesney. You may remember Robert McChesney. He is the co-author of a book called Dollarocracy, How the Money and Media Election Complex is Destroying America. Before I ask him to join me, I want to give you a little bit of background. Mr. McChesney is an American professor at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He is the Gussell Endowed Professor in the Department of Communication. His work concentrates on the history and political economy of communication, emphasizing the role media plays in democratic and capitalist societies. So, yeah, we'll have a lot to talk about again. McChesney has a particular interest in the state of journalism and the relationship of media systems and structures to effective self-governance. He is co-founder of Free Press, a national media reform organization. And from 2002 to 2012, McChesney hosted the Media Matters weekly radio program every Sunday afternoon on WILL AM radio. Welcome to the program, Bob McChesney. It's a pleasure to have you back.
It's my great pleasure to be here.
I am so thrilled that you are here with us today. You may have, if you had been listening a little bit earlier, Amy Goodman was talking about really the importance of media and how important media is in our day-to-day life. So I just thought it was such a great lead-in into our program today.
I'd add to what Amy said, if I could, Joanne, that I go around the country talking about the new book, Dollarocracy. I wrote with John Nichols about the corruption of our governing system, about the collapse of credible political journalism. And we need major reforms and radical change in this country. But what I like to tell people, and I'll tell KBOO listeners, is the one thing you can do right now without getting the permission of any politician or having to organize a campaign is support the existing wonderful community stations, the network we have in this country, which is really our lifeline to the future. And KBOO jumps out as one of the great community stations in America. And I would urge people listening, call, make your pledge right now, show your support. This is really what you can do to battle corruption, inequality, and oligarchy in the United States today. This is the front lines of the battle, and you can get in the fight right now.
You know, that is so, so true. It's amazing because I think we forget how unique community radio is, especially in this age where, of course, we have access to all kind of information. We can go online and find out anything we want to know. The reality is that we are consumers of information that is useless when it comes from the mass media. You know, they'd rather have us focus on whether or not Sherman is a thug rather than how much money is being put into our political system, right? So let's keep our mind focused on something that's insignificant as compared to what's really going on. And of course, we're getting ready for another election season. And Bob, I just heard this morning that there's actually a move in Congress to put some kind of restrictions on the free flow of money. Have you been following that story?
Yeah, I have been, and there are some good people in Congress who are really aware of what a scandal we have in America today. In fact, I was just talking to a member of Congress, Mark Pocan, who's a leading progressive. He's based out of Wisconsin. And he's talking about how members of Congress, the most respected members, many of them are retiring and giving up their jobs because they're just tired of being stuck in a situation where they're supposed to raise money 25, 30, 35 hours a week.
Right.
Not just in campaign season, year-round.
That's
permanently.
Right.
And they're saying, you know, I didn't get into public life basically to be calling up rich people and begging for money, which is basically what they're doing, and then putting them beholden to rich people to get the money so they can survive politically. So there are members of Congress who get it, who are, you know, they don't want to have to quit. They don't want to have to leave. They want to be public servants. And there are efforts to have at least some modicum of reform. I'm afraid, though, what we can get through the system right now,
yes,
given the array of power, is minimal,
yes,
if not non-existent. And the stuff we could get through would probably be almost entirely ineffectual.
Or self-serving, right? Yes, I absolutely agree with that. One of the things I wanted to say, I'm about to invite Joe Uris to join us and a opportunity to pitch. But I wanted to tell people that we have a donor. We have an anonymous KBOO member who's made a very generous offer to match the next $500 in donations if people call during Voices from the Edge show. That's what's on now. And you can double your impact. So if you were planning to become a member by giving a $100 contribution, for example, and I will say that for a $60 contribution, you also can have a copy of Dollarocracy. But you can only do that. The first six people will get the book as a thank you gift. And after that, you're going to have to go and find it the old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way. I don't know what that is.
I'm
you
not
have,
sure what that is.
You have to walk into a store or something.
Something like that.
But hi, Joe. I want to let people.
Hello.
I want to let people know, Joe, that if they call 877-500-5266 right now, it's as if they're giving twice the amount of money that they had intended.
Wait a minute. Does that mean if somebody gives $100, it equals $200?
Yes, it will, but only for the next 50 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Only for the next 50 minutes.
What a deal.
And all they have to do is call us at 877-500-5266.
Is that 877-500-5266?
I don't know if you got that right. I think it's 877-500-5266.
I think it is. 877-500-5266.
Don't wait.
Call now.
That's right. Now's the perfect opportunity because once Bob and I get into the book, we may forget to tell you about this fabulous opportunity that you have. And again, the number is 877-500-5266. I love Pledge Drive because friends stop me in the store and say, I became a member during your show. I waited until Voices from the Edge was on before I called in. So the Voices from the Edge is on. We're here. And Joe is up early this morning on a day that's not his normal day to be up early. But he's here.
I'm here.
And he wants you to call. Don't you, Joe?
I do. I want you to call 877-500-5266. Let me repeat that number slowly. 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm. There's a little tip jar up on the right hand side. You hit that sucker and you give the money and it goes right into the funding of KBOO. You know, you can have $10 taken out of your bank account.
Yes.
You can do this so many ways. But remember, right now, every dollar you give is equal to $2, up to $500.
Yes.
This is an incredible opportunity. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to pass on it. You don't want to feel silly tomorrow. Feel smart today. Give us money because this station is your station. Your membership is the lifeblood of Portland Truth. 877-500-5266.
You are absolutely right, Joe. I have to say that this is the time of the year that we really appreciate the fact that there are so many volunteers that make KBOO run. Volunteers come in each and every day. We have hundreds of volunteers. I would say thousands of volunteers. And again, the number is 877-500-5266. I will check in with Joe later, but you have 48 minutes to actually double your money. And there aren't too many places where you can actually double your contribution. We will come back and check in with Joe to make sure that those phone lines are ringing off the hook. But I'm going to bring Bob back on the line, and we're going to talk about Dollarocracy, how the money and media election complex is destroying America. And so we are now just about getting ready to launch into the next election season. We have already started seeing commercials in some parts of the country. Already attack ads are being developed around the country. What can we expect as we move into the 2014 election season, Bob?
Probably the worst year of your life. Based on 2012 and 2010, we're going to be marinated in asinine negative political ads that'll be paid for increasingly by anonymous, unaccountable groups, because that's possible now, even though it's technically not legal. The loopholes are so big and the enforcement is so non-existent that smart money is simply going the anonymous route, and the ads will be of no nutritional value. I don't think most Americans realize that in other democracies, TV candidate political advertising is illegal. It's considered noxious propaganda that undermines citizens' involvement in elections. And these are countries like Germany and Norway and Britain that have voter turnout rates of 70, 75, 80% compared to us. In this year's fall elections, we will be lucky to hit 35 or 40% of voters who turn out to vote. We're off the grid of other nations in democratic participation, but we're way ahead, off the grid also in terms of the amount we spend on elections, much more than any other country, and where the money goes. Completely asinine TV propaganda.
And you are so correct, because it would be refreshing to actually hear commercials that tell you about the candidate rather than telling you how bad their opponent is. I love in the book how you talked about how the fact that this money just we can't track the money. There's so much money in our political system right now. It's really difficult for us to even track it and find out where the money is coming from. And you talked about that a little bit at the beginning.
Well, you know, to give some sense of that, when we did the book, John and I calculated. Because no one does this. We're the only major democracy that doesn't actually calculate how much is spent on elections.
Right.
There's no one responsible for that. We actually calculated it for all state, local, national elections and came up with a figure of $10 billion spent, which would put us, again, 20, 30, 40 times more per capita than the other major democracy. And we were really struck by how much money it was after Citizens United unleashed this money, almost double what was spent in 2008, 4 years earlier. But just in the book came out a year ago, almost, came out, in April or May of 2013. Just in the 8 months since then, we've come up with $1 billion. $1 billion. That's more than we used to spend on the whole election 20 years ago. We came up with $1 billion. The Koch brothers who came up, and Shelley Adelson alone, we found out they had secret accounts for several $100 million that people didn't know about before. There's other stuff, too. We may end up at 12 when all is said and done. So the sort of money we're going through here is really just, it's unprecedented, it's off the charts. And if there's an iron law of money in politics, it's this. The more money you have in elections, the crappier the elections. There seems to be a direct relationship there.
Wow. Your book, you quote a CNN poll that found 86% accept the notion that American system of government is broken. And while 86% think it's fully broken, and 81% express faith that it could be fixed. Are we delusional?
Well, polls are a little tricky, and we have to be careful. And that poll actually is a little old. I'd like to see if it was taken today. I mean, even in the last year or two, we've seen, I think, some shift in people's attitudes.
This was from 2010, so it was before.
It was before the Citizens United tidal wave hit us in 2012.
That's right.
I think that people understand that there's great crisis in a way we haven't for a generation. People are concerned about it. But I think one of the great problems we have in this country, it's a key theme of our book, is that the reason why this corruption goes on unabated and why it doesn't seem to end and why there's so much money in politics is that we no longer have political journalism of any value.
Yes.
The whole electoral system, the entire constitutional system of the United States is premised on the idea that there will be a functional, competitive, independent, heterogeneous press system that draws citizens into public life and gives them the information to be effective, equal participants politically. And we don't have that. We've had better versions of that in the past, but whatever we have today pales. It's awful compared to even the recent past in the United States. Most races are no longer covered in America. You go to vote on Election Day, and you have no idea what anyone is or who anyone is based on news media coverage that you would have access to.
That's right.
So it's a key theme of our book that if we're going to fix the money in politics issue, if we're going to get the corruption out of the governance so it's just not a highest bidder corrupt operation as it's become, it's imperative that we have genuine journalism, independent media, competitive. And competition doesn't mean commercial competition. You just want multiple people covering a story. And that really circles back to the point of today's show. When I go around the country, you go to a community like Portland or the Cape or any city with a great community station, and there's probably going to be more politics talked about that at a serious level to people as citizens, not as people who mean manipulated, than you're going to get in all the other stations combined in the market. Here I am using their term, market, in the community. And that's why, right now, supporting stations like this is not just sort of something you do as the goodness of your heart. It's a survival mechanism. Yes. You're not going to hear this discussion about dollarocracy at any other station in this community. We might luck into an NPR interview every now and then, but we're strictly off limits in the commercial stations. There's a reason for that. Mm-hmm. The average commercial television station in the United States got 2% of its total revenues from TV candidate ads. Right. 20 years ago.
Right.
Today they get between 20% and 40% of all their revenues come from TV political advertising. They have no interest in exposing the system. They're the primary beneficiaries of it. At the same time they're cashing in all these checks for running these asinine ads, they've discontinued any journalism. They don't air debates of candidates anymore. They've completely forgotten their public service obligations under the law for getting their monopoly government licenses to have broadcast channels.
You are absolutely right, and what a great segue for me to bring Joe back into the conversation and remind folks that for the next 40 minutes, there is an opportunity to match your contribution to KBOO. And it's as simple as going to your phone and giving us a call at 877-500-5266. Every dollar you give will be matched by a very generous KBOO member who's agreed to match up to $500, but only doing Voices from the Edge.
That's because they love you so much.
I'm feeling the love. I am feeling the love.
Hey, listen, this show is great, and KBOO is great. I want to tout us because I think people do understand, but they need to realize as well that we do not fly except by our own wings, by which I mean your contributions, all you folks out there, are what make this station exist. It is a membership organization.
Yes.
We really need you to make a contribution now. Now, remember, this is a matching period. That means you give $20, it's $40. You give $100, it's $200, all up to $500. And I want to thank these people. I want to thank Ann, a new member, and Paula in Portland, and Diana in the Southwest, and Gail in the Northwest, and Bob in the Southeast, and Paul and Rima in the Northwest, and Hendrika.
Man, Portland is represented today.
Well, but Hendrika's in Wilsonville.
All right, we got somebody.
Yeah, I got more. I got Rayanne, which is a new member.
I'm loving it.
In the Southeast. Dave in Cornelius. Jane in Vancouver. Carl in Portland. Joel in the Southeast. Merrill in Oregon City. And Dan in Hillsboro. These are people who wisely recognize the investment in KBOO is an investment in democracy, an investment in fairness, an investment in information, an investment in music, an investment in what really entertains and edifies us. So won't you join us? 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Remember, every dollar you give is worth $2 during this matching period. This is the moment to act. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. Don't let it pass. 877-500-5266.
It warms my heart to hear you, Joe, read that long list of people who've called in this morning and taken advantage of this opportunity to have their gift matched. It really lets me know that people are paying attention. People understand the importance of KBOO. They understand that morning talk shows are about bringing people to them that they can't get anywhere else. Love the fact that we've got Bob McChesney here today, and that he is such a committed supporter of public community radio. And so it's a wonderful day. I'm loving this. And the number again is 877-500-5266. Joe and I are pretty calm today.
Yeah, we're calm.
Tuesday we had a little over the top day.
Yeah.
But on both of these days, we're here because we are committed to KBOO and our broader community. And so I want to thank you. I want to thank all those people that took the time to call in today and want to encourage you to do the same thing. If you call 877-500-5266, you may, I don't know if we have any of Dollarocracy books left. after you listed that long list?
We don't know.
Well, we'll find out.
But, you know, if
we don't have any left, you still can match your contribution.
Yeah, and there's other stuff. We got swag.
We got all kind of swag, yes.
You know, and I want to emphasize the number because we haven't said it enough, and I know a few people like myself are number challenged. So let me just say, this is KBOO. We need your support. You need to call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm, and bam, there's this thing, and you put the over in the right hand corner, there's a tip jar, and you make your commitment, and the whole world grows rosier. The sun is actually out. No kidding. And I want to thank Rob, a new member, and Jennifer, a renewal, and Lorraine, a renewal in the Southwest, and another Jane in Vancouver, and Sheila in the Northwest, and Christine in the Southeast, and Chris in Rick Nell, yes.
See, this is the kind of day that I'm going to be walking on a cloud all day long, because I'm going to go, wow, there was a lot of people that called in to support KBOO today. I'm going to have a very good day. 877.
I want to mention Linton Feed and Seed that has contributed, and Jane in Vancouver. Listen, these are people just like you, folks. They have the same kind of problems that you have. They have the same kind of needs. They have the same, probably similar kinds of incomes. But they're making contributions to KBOO because they know that it really, really matters.
And we're going to give the numbers one more time.
Yes.
877-500-5266. Can you see that pledge board? Have we surpassed our goal? Are we going to double our goal? Triple our goal?
We can do it.
We can do it.
Remember, there's $500 out there. If we match it dollar for dollar, it's such a good deal. You don't want to miss this opportunity.
Since we will match it because people are calling. Yes. 877-500-5266. Want to thank you, Joe Uris, for coming and helping out today. I know
my pleasure.
You and I, we talked about this on Tuesday. You and I combined have over 50 years of service here at KBOO, and that's just the two of us.
Oh, my goodness.
And I won't tell you which one of us have been here longer.
Uh-oh. 877-500-5266.
Or KBOO.fm. And just before I go back to Bob, I want to let you know that we had to leave one story today on Democracy Now! To allow Amy Goodman to do the fabulous job she did of helping us raise some money. But you can hear the interview with Amy Adams, who recently resigned from the North Carolina Department of Environmental and Natural Resources in protest later today. She talks about one of the worst coal ash spills in U.S. history and answers the question, did state regulators intentionally block lawsuits against Duke Energy in order to shield the company where Republican Governor Pat McCrory worked for 28 years? No, I'm sure that didn't happen. You'll be able to hear the story on the afternoon broadcast of Democracy Now! At 4 p.m. today. So, Bob, we are back. We are talking about money and politics, and if you're just joining us, we are talking about dollarocracy. John Nicholas and Robert McChesney co-wrote this book, How the Money and Media Election Complex is Destroying America. I wanted to spend some time talking about just this whole mechanism of voting, because, of course, that's changed a bit since your book came out, since the Supreme Court decision overturned the Voting Rights Act, Section 8, I believe. You may correct me if I'm wrong. Section 8, I think, is what it was. So right after that Supreme Court decision, states across the country started passing laws that would limit people's ability to vote, to participate in elections. And so since that Supreme Court decision, knowing that we have an election coming up, there are a lot of states now that will legally be able to keep people from the polls. And so how do you see that playing out in 2014, Bob?
Well, you know, I think to put this in context, when we talk about this, John Nichols and I talk a lot about this in Dollarocracy, this country is much more progressive today than it's been in a very long time, if not ever. And if we actually had a news media that covered politics and engaged people, that would be
pretty apparent that there's a lot of people here who would like some progressive change in this country, much more so than a generation ago. And, you know, this is something that is well known to wealthy people in this country who have been for 40 years encouraging the idea that a low voter turnout is a very good thing. And that's one of the reasons we have a much lower voter turnout than almost every other major democracy. For example, when Venezuela held its elections a couple of years ago, it had an 82% voter turnout. And what Jimmy Carter said were the freest elections or fairest elections he'd ever covered or monitored in his career. We haven't had 82% of all adults ever, but even in the 19th century, you have to go back to the late 19th century to get those sort of rates just among white men allowed to vote in the northern states. So we're way off the grid, and it's not an accident. People in power understand if you have high voter turnout, the chances are the people who will increasingly vote will be poor people, people of color, people who generally don't vote. Now, the real change that's taking place is even with low voter turnouts, Republicans don't think they can win a national election, and they're right. They're right. They get it. And, you know, it doesn't take a genius to see that the electoral map is such of the Republican Party that they're really in trouble whenever you have over 50% or 55% turnout. They only really win elections in northern states now, and probably states like Oregon in the off-year elections when the voter turnout rate goes way down. Scott Walker could never have gotten elected governor of Wisconsin in a presidential year when you have 55 or 60% turnout. He only gets elected when there's 40%. Same thing with Snyder in Michigan, and the guy in Florida, and the guy in Pennsylvania. These are all off-year guys who depend on low voter turnout. Well, the Republicans now know the key to success is not changing their policies to be attractive to the majority of American people. The key to their success is making it really hard for people who won't vote for them to vote.
Right.
That's the whole story here. There's nothing else to it. And it's every all shred of evidence to the contrary is laughably pathetic. And so this is what's going on. And
but what's ironic, Bob, what's ironic about that is in the states where these laws are in place, Republicans have a stronghold, so it's not like, I mean, they're not gaining any new people, right? And
yes and no. Here's the key. If you win in the off-year election, like in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan, when there's low voter turnout and basically poor people stop voting in off-year elections because they don't see the reason to vote, and then you take over the state government in that year, like in 2010, and you institute really strict voting restrictions, and then in the presidential year, the rate goes down, and you might have a chance of winning a Wisconsin you wouldn't win otherwise, or winning a Michigan. And that's what the whole game is, really, is making it so you can win the presidential year elections, not just the off-year elections. And, you know, in Wisconsin, for example, where I have first-hand experience, it's absolutely obscene what they've done to limit the ability to vote, to make it hard to register to vote, to make it hard to get a photo ID by taking the motor vehicles offices out of African-American neighborhoods.
Right.
So, you know, basically to vote now, so you almost have to take a week's vacation to figure everything out.
Well, right, and last week we were having the same conversation and with I can't remember who it was I was talking to last week about this, but we were talking about how, of course, he followed the last election cycle and found, no surprise to me, but I think a surprise to many listeners, was that when he went into the black neighborhood, there would be lines where people would be standing in line for anywhere from 5 to 8 hours in order to vote. And then he'd go into the suburbs and he would find these huge voting systems in place where people just kind of walked in and voted and walked out. And he was like, this is kind of incredible that this still happens. I mean, and this was in 2012. So in 2014, it appears that the laws are going to support doing away with early voting, again, making it very difficult for people without a government-issued ID to be able to vote. But there is some hope on the horizon. I was reading yesterday that Eric Holder is actually proposing changing ex-felon disenfranchisement from the voting process. And he's looking at how do you change that law at the federal level so that people with felony convictions will be able to vote. Most of my listeners may not know that depending upon what state you're in, depends on how you get your rights back to vote. Like in Oregon, the day you get out of prison, you can vote. Most people don't know that in Oregon, you can vote while you're in a city jail, you can vote in jail, but that takes actually somebody outside reminding the people inside the jail that you actually have that right. But like in Washington State, once you get out, you have to pay your court costs, you have to pay your fines, you have to pay back child support, you have to be totally out off of paper, and then you have to apply to get your voting rights back. And so all across the country, depending upon what the state law is, determines whether or not people with felony convictions can vote. And of course, with our war on drugs, we find out that that has entrapped it. A large number of African American and Latinos because of this failed war on drugs. And so it seems like we take two steps forward and one step back, Bob. It seems like we think, okay, the Supreme Court has spoken, and so all these states who thought that was a good idea are putting these laws in place to prevent voting. But then at the federal level, every once in a while, something good pops up. And maybe, I don't know if Holder has the power to enact anything on his own or if he has to wait for Congress to act, which would go back to your campaign finance conversation about this particular Congress.
Well, I hate to be the downer in this conversation, but I mean, the problem with anything that Eric Holder might propose doing is that the Supreme Court will have final say, and this Supreme Court, which is an incredibly partisan activist Supreme Court, which basically views itself as having the right to rewrite the Constitution as it sees fit.
Yes.
In the way it deals, taking on areas that were never considered legitimate for the court really to handle before. This Supreme Court is taking advantage of the fact that there is no constitutionally explicit right to vote written in the Constitution, unlike almost every other major democracy in the world. And so one of the things we think that this country desperately needs is a constitutional amendment that says everyone over 18 has a right to vote and have the right to the vote be accurately counted. And that can't be screwed around with by courts, by governments. That is an inalienable right of a citizen in the United States. That's what most democracies have in their constitution. We don't have it, and because we don't have it, the right wing on the U.S. Supreme Court has driven a truck through it to make it possible to engage in these obscene efforts to make it harder for some people to vote based on who they might vote for. Which, you know, again, if we saw this sort of stuff going on in Venezuela, we'd probably have taken over the country five times in the last 5 years.
Right.
If Iran did this or something, we don't even... The punch on hand, these head would explode. But when we're doing it, hey, this is the way it is. This is how it hangs in the free world. This is ridiculous. But, you know, let's get back, if we can, to the really important issue of the day, which is, you know, this sort of discussion on voting rights, which is really foundational, is not a discussion you're getting very much anywhere in our news media. It gets covered periodically.
Yes.
But it's really not talked about a lot, because even the Democrats, unbelievably, seem to be sort of complacent about this issue.
I've been a bit amazed by that. I expected, you know, some Democratic congressional members to just be so outraged and be demanding that some legislation gets through Congress, and the silence has been deafening.
Yeah, you'd expect people to be at hunger strikes, burning themselves in protest. I mean, this is you know, absolutely of the first order a scandal. And the reason why we should keep this in mind is we're having this discussion here, and you've had it a lot on KBOO, because this is a community radio station that doesn't have owners, it doesn't have some company in San Antonio or New York who sort of want to shake it down for profits. You don't have advertisers to please. It's a community station of the people, by the people, for the people. And people in America really care about this issue. I can tell you, as someone who's given 100 talks in the last year around the country, has written books on it, people are passionate about this issue, but they're not getting any information in our news media about it, and they're getting information in the mainstream media. It takes independent stations like KBOO to be your lifeline to the future if you're a listener. You have to support the station. Keep it going strong. Make it better so that these sort of issues will stay alive. They are going to get solved. The American people really do care, but right now we have a media crisis because the quality of information people get is just simply not up to the job a free people need.
That is absolutely true. And on that note, I'm going to invite Joe to come back and join us for just a few minutes as we remind people of this fabulous, generous KBOO member who has pledged a $500 match during the Voices from the Edge program. We currently have 22 minutes left in the program, and so I want to remind you that the number to call is 877-500-5266. Again, it's 877-500-5266. It would be absolutely fabulous if you would choose to call now, become a member, join the KBOO family. Make sure that we continue to be here, that we continue to bring you public affairs, bring you fabulous authors and great thinkers like Bob McChesney, bring you the latest in whatever's going on around the globe, including Amy Goodman's program, the Joe and Abe Show. Just never know what's going to happen on the Joe and Abe Show, which is always a good reason to tune into that program. Joe?
Hey, yes, I really am excited. People have responded very well. And I want to remind people, one of the things you can do is call us right now at 877-500-5266, because we have a match going on. Every dollar you give is worth $2. And this is an opportunity for you to make your money count forevermore. And also, obviously, if you're listening to this station, if you're listening to this show, if you are at the edge or looking over the edge, this is the edgy program for you. And it's an opportunity to show you care about the community and you care about the issues that make the community more powerful. The community, that's everybody, really. But more importantly, perhaps, is the fact that you and people like you are aware of what's going on in this country, are concerned about what's going on, and want to struggle for democracy in the society right now in ways that are so very significant. And one of the ways is to make communication powerful. And one of the ways to make communication powerful, I got to say this, is to call and make a contribution to KBOO so we can keep doing what we've been doing for 46 years. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And KBOO.FM if you want to do it online. They got, when you do that, you get this great image and this pitch jar, and you put your money in, and it's all very, 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 very technologically advanced.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I want to say is how much I appreciate when we give KBOO members information, how effectively they take that information and actually act on it. And one example of that is we have a federal fairness hearing coming up next Tuesday, February 18th at the federal courthouse. That's coming up because of all the programming we've done around police accountability over the last few years.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's just one example of where we take information and turn it into practical action to make society better.
Absolutely so. And there will be hundreds of people trying to get into the federal courthouse to make sure their voice is heard around that federal fairness hearing on the settlement between the Department of Justice and Portland Police Bureau. And so if your voice is one of those that the judge needs to hear from, please make sure you're there. But also, becoming a member means that you will stay informed, because as this progress continues, and unfortunately, police accountability is an ongoing activity here in the local community, as this process continues, we will continue to bring you updated information about how you can be engaged and involved. But if you're not a member, by calling 877-500-5266, you might miss out on some critical information.
You know, that's really true. And I think we don't say the number often enough, because people are number challenged. At least I am.
I am too.
Okay, so 877-500-5266. You call that number. Our handy dandy people, volunteers all, will take your commitment to the station. And remember, this is an opportunity to double, because there is a commitment,
a match.
Very real matching period commitment.
Yes. Dollar per dollar,
dollar
match.
Dollar for $500. I'm supposed to tell people and thank people. I want to tell people that Sean in Corvallis, that Jessica, who's a new member in the Southeast, and Stephen also a renewal, and these are all renewals, Gail and Susan, all of them in the Northeast, Southeast. It looks like a Rockefeller. Is that a Rockefeller?
He's got so many callers. He's a bit confused.
Michael, Audrey is a new member in the Northeast. Maria in Hood River. Agnes in the Southwest. Lindsay in Fairview. Bob in the Southeast. Sheila in the Northwest. Chris in Rick Nell. And Alina in the Northwest. And Carol in Monmouth. Whoa, all these people making commitments to KBOO because they know that this is the station that tells you the truth, that challenges the authoritarian mood of the bizarreness of the country at this time politically, and in terms of the economy. So,
and not to mention that we give people the tools to fight back, back their democracy.
That's really what we're talking
about, to actually make sure that their voices are heard, make sure that they are having an impact and building the kind of community they want to live in. That's what KBOO has been for me for the last 22 years, something like that. I think it's been a long time. Thank you, Joe, for your help. We're going to come back to you before the program's over because I want to make sure that we don't leave any of that matching dollars on the table. We want it all. We want it all. We need it all. And by the way, if you are just joining in, I am talking to Robert McChesney. He is the co-author with John Nichols of Dollarocracy, How the Money and Media Election Complex is Destroying America. And he is so knowledgeable about what's happening in our country between not having real media other than community media and how that is impacting our ability to have a democracy. And it looks like we have a caller that would like to weigh in. Hello, George. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning, Joanne. Thank you, guys. I just wanted to mention, a minute ago, you expressed concern that the Democrats were not doing their bit for voting rights, and I thought about a book I read about 25 years ago by two political scientists, Thomas Ferguson and Joel Rogers, about the Democratic Party. The title of the book was Right Turn, and they said, folks, we hate to warn you, to worry you about this, but the Democratic Party is basically dependent and has been for 50 years on corporate donations, and it is showing now that it can no longer, because it's corporate supporters have told it they will no longer support African American rights, women's rights, environmental rights, voting rights. The book says it all right there.
And that was 20 years ago?
It was published in 1986.
Well, and what's the title again?
Right Turn, and the subtitle is The Decline of the Democrats and the Future of American Politics. And I'm sure Bob McChesney has read this book, and he'll probably say, well, yeah, that's about what it says. You ask him.
We will.
And I'm with you guys. This is a terrific station. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Really appreciate your call.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Have a great day. So, Bob, you've read this book?
It's a classic book, and Tom Ferguson and Joel Rogers, the co-authors, are both dear friends of mine and people I respect a great deal. And the analysis does hold up. In fact, the only thing I'd report is that in certain respects, the period they're describing, the 1980s, almost looks like a golden age compared to what we have today. It seems like we're still continuing to unravel. You know, let me say something offhand really quickly. I've been delighted to hear all the people calling in and pledging.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just think that shows what a great station this is. I wish I could be out there and give a hug to every one of them. I just love people who support community radio. I noticed there were a lot of renewals.
Yes.
You know, and I've done a lot of research on support for community radio stations over the years, and I know that as a rule, about 10% of the people who listen to community radio are supporters.
That's
90%
right.
Basically don't.
That's right.
And, you know, for those 10%, I know most of them have been calling this hour and have been supporting KBOO over the years. I really do love you. I just think you're the greatest humans out there. You're the salt of the earth. The other 90%, though, I think you ought to go take a look in the mirror and sort of say, what's the program here? Why am I letting my fellow citizens, you know, carry the weight for me? Mm-hmm. Look, maybe you don't have money. You probably don't. Well, you don't have to give $100 or $1,000. Give whatever you can. Psychologically, if not the financial support, just knowing someone's giving $5 means a lot to the people who work or volunteer at a community station. And then if you get 1,000 people each $5, that's pretty soon you're talking real money. You're paying your heating bill, your water bill, your utilities with that, your phone bill. And so there's every little bit helps. Give what you can. And then to the other side of the coin, I'd say there might be someone listening who's in a good situation financially, who's doing well, has a good bit of money. You know, maybe this is the time you give extra for all those people who don't have that much, you know, from each according to their ability to each according to their need.
That's
you know, maybe if you can give $1,000 or $5,000, cut that check. Make it now. The room will explode if they get that. Someone called in to make that pledge. And all the money is spent to make this a great show. I've been at KBOO's offices. I was in there in the fall with John Nichols right here doing the show, Voices from the Edge. Believe me, this is not like some swanky place with hot tubs and wet bars and fancy artwork on the walls. This is exactly what a community radio station should be. All the money goes into the programming. All the money, and there's not much of it, is dedicated to giving the best service. There's nothing highfalutin about it. All the money will get put to good use. So if you're one of the 90%, please make the call. Join the team. You're going to feel great. I remember the first time I gave money to community radio. There's a station up in Seattle. I lived in the Northwest for a long time called CRAB, which is one of the first great community stations. And back in the late 70s, I've been listening for years, like with freeloading, and I finally, for whatever reason, I gave like $10. I didn't have much money. And I just remember how good it felt that I was finally helping to contribute to the station. It just made me feel really good. And I think you'll all get that feeling if you haven't given. That's why the people who do give continue to give. You feel like you're part of the community, and KBOO is such a crucial part of the Portland community.
Absolutely so. And thank you so much for that. It's amazing when I think about how long I've been here at KBOO. So, you know, marriages don't normally last that long nowadays. But my marriage to KBOO has survived it all. And it's been wonderful to be a part of such a fabulous station with such committed volunteers and people. And I do want to give you a chance to talk about hope before we get off the program. I see that Joe is putting his glasses back on, so that means he's about to come back and thank some additional people. Looks like he just walked away, so we'll talk to him a little bit later. But are you seeing anything around the country? I know you travel all over talking to people about dollarocracy. Are you seeing anything that gives you hope for the near future?
Well, it depends how near you want to make it. I'm a spectacularly optimistic in the sense that I think the thing we have going for us in America today, people who care about democracy and having a viable country to live in and a humane society.
Hey.
Hang on for a minute, Joe.
Whoa, we're all backed up and made crazy.
Hey, that's what we like to hear.
That's a good problem to have.
Are you there?
Yeah. Who's there? McChesney? Who's there? What's up? Whoa.
I'm here.
So I'm sorry. I'm having a little hard time. I can't tell. I can hear Joe talking, but not through my mic. Are you there?
I'm there.
Okay. So you keep talking. I'll figure out what's going on with me.
Okay. Well, you know, I first of all, I really want to express my appreciation for the work you do. It's important.
My pleasure.
And I also want to add that we are not alone. There are so many really good journalists, really good educators, really aware researchers that are making the struggle for a democracy and for an environmental safety and health, making it real and making it viable. The problem is to reach out to more and more Americans, as you no doubt know.
Yes.
Absolutely. And that's why stations like KBOO are so central, why... you know, I was asked by Joanne what my optimism source is. Well, part of the source is doing a show like this and hearing the phones ring off the hook, hearing people say, yes, I want to be involved in a country that actually has a future, that where the will of the majority can actually be affect the policies of the country. Because I have a great faith that the great majority of Americans actually are progressing, much more so today than they've been in a long time. And the crisis we have is we have a media system that's not reporting on what's taking place politically, that isn't informing people, and people are sort of in the dark out there thinking they're all alone. And as you said, we're not alone. Tens of millions of people who care about this country who feel powerless because they don't know what's going on and what each other are doing. stations like KBO what links us together, gives us strength and power to our convictions.
You know, that's really true. And I want to emphasize to listeners out there, if you at all care about the environment, if you care about the situation politically, if you care about the silly wars we get ourselves into, if you care about global warming, if you care about the issues that really do matter to you in your immediate lives and in the long term, in the lives of your family and the children and the children's children, you owe it to yourself to make sure local radio is alive and vital. And that's KBOO, 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266 and KBOO.FM on the old internet. And remember, this is a matching grant time. You give a dollar, it becomes two. This is an opportunity to make your voice heard. This is a chance to make sure KBOO continues. It's been 46 years. We need another 46. We need another 460 years.
Well, we're looking good for 46 years, aren't we?
We are.
Yes, we are. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And I want to thank everyone who picked up the phone today and those of you who are headed to the phone right now to call 877-500-5266. Your membership matters, your contribution to KBOO matters, and we could not do this without you. And so, Joe, I guess I will come back to you just before the end of the program, and we'll spend the last couple of minutes making sure that we thank all our incredible new members and renewing members for their participation.
I think that's a great idea. I just want to repeat the numbers one more time.
All right.
877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266 to make a contribution, or online, KBOO.FM, and boom, you get the opportunity to hit the tip jar with whatever amount you can afford. Maybe you want to give $10 a month. Maybe you want to give more. Maybe you want to give less. But any amount is more than welcome, and KBOO really needs your support.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you being here early in the morning, Joe, to help us out with this. And so, Bob, first, when are you coming back to Portland?
Not soon enough. It's one of my very favorite cities in the country. I travel a lot. Sometimes we get down in the dumps. I like to go to Seattle, Olympia, Portland, Eugene. That recharges my batteries like few things can.
Yeah, that's a wonderful circuit, right? That's a very good circuit. Well, we will look forward to having you back here in Portland. I'd love to have you back in the studio when there's an opportunity for you to do so. And When you've got another book that's just about to come out, I'd love to be the one to tell the community that you're on it again.
Well, you can count on that. It'll be my pleasure to do so.
Well, wonderful. Anything that you think that we didn't cover today that you, when we hang up, you'll say, oh, Don, if I had just said this one thing, it would have made the whole program worthwhile. Anything?
There's one thing I would say, which is that listeners to KBOO can not only contribute financially, but it's a volunteer-run station.
Yes.
And I got my start in community radio as a volunteer at CRAB in Seattle and then at WORT in Madison, where I volunteered for years. And, you know, Amy Goodman got her start as a volunteer. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Scahill got his start as a volunteer at a community station in New York. You know, not that you want us to be Amy or Jeremy, but the point is that everyone can do this. It's a democratic medium. You can contribute labor as well as money. You can be part of it. This is not something where there's a separation, there's a big wall between the station and the community. The station is the community, so give your financial support and be a part of the station and understand that you can also be a volunteer.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I so appreciate you being with us today. Dollarocracy is the book. It is an incredible book that connects the dots between our missing media coverage of elections and what that's doing to destroy our democratic system. Thank you once again, Bob. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to you coming back to Portland.
Likewise, I look forward to it too. Have a great pledge drive.
You do. Thank you, and you have a great day. And I'm going to go back to Joe and say, hey, Joe, how are we doing back there?
Well, we're doing good, but, you know, we can always
do better.
We can always do better.
And
I want to emphasize, we still got this doubling of the money with this matching amount.
For the next 3 minutes.
Next 3 minutes, and people should take advantage of it. And what you need to do, what you really need to do if you're listening to this program and haven't yet made a contribution or want to increase a contribution or continue a membership is call 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. And 5266, and if you want to do it on the internets with the tubes and whatnot, KBOO.FM. We really want your calls. We really need your money. We really need support. This is a community project, 46 years long, and it will go on forever, or what is closest to forever for all of us, if you will just do it now. 877-500-5266.
Yeah. It's absolutely true, Joe. You and I are getting a little gray.
What? No,
and
no.
So,
Not just a little.
Not, yeah. I mean, we wear it well, but we are getting a little gray.
No, no.
And I do believe that a community ready, the fabulous thing about community radio is that every generation is represented here at KBOO.
That's really true.
And it is absolutely fabulous to see the seasoned, with the brand new volunteer working side by side. 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. As Bob McChesney said, you can become a volunteer, you can learn radio, you can learn what happens behind the scenes, you can become an on-air host. The sky is the limit. This is your station. Take advantage of your opportunity to be a member, to be part of KBOO by calling 877-500-5266. And you know, good question about, we were talking about the money in politics, and you know, no matter what party, there's too much money in politics. We got to fix that.
Absolutely.
This is Joanne Hardesty. You've been listening to Voices from the Edge. Thank you, Joe Uris. Thank you, my fabulous engineer, Steve. Thank you all. Have a fabulous day. See you next week, same time, same place, same station.
And give now, 877-500-5266.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. No, you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that bitter is gold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right.
And good morning from KBOO Portland. Membership drive underway.
Stand up for
a busy Thursday morning for sure, coming up at 9:30 on A Deeper Look. The guest is journalist and author Elizabeth Colbert, who talks about her new book, The Sixth Extinction, The Unnatural History. At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, Flashpoints features an excerpt from a recent speech by radical economist Richard Wolff. At 11 today, the guest on Between the Covers is Harriet Scott Chessman, whose new novel, The Beauty of Ordinary Things, which is the story of the unlikely love and friendship between a young Vietnam veteran and a Benedictine nun. And at 11:30 today on Words and Pictures, host SW Concert speaks with author Mike Madrid about divas, dames, and daredevils, lost heroines of golden age comics. That's all coming up. But up next, that's 9, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, news you're not supposed to know. Stick around, that's coming up next on KBOO.
The Sixth Extinction. Scientists across the globe are monitoring its progress right now. You remember the fifth, don't you? When the impact of an asteroid wiped out the dinosaurs and two-thirds of life on this planet? This time the culprit is us. Human activity has sped up the rate of extinction to match catastrophes of the past. Join me, Linda Olsen Osterlund, for a membership drive edition of A Deeper Look. My guest is award-winning author and staff writer for The New Yorker, Elizabeth Colbert. We'll talk about her fascinating new book, The Sixth Extinction, An Unnatural History. That's A Deeper Look this coming Thursday morning, February 13th at 9:30 a.m. right here on KBOO.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
Press Watch on KBOO, KBOO.FM, KBOO 90.7 FM. The number to call 877-500-5266. Let's raise some money, people. All right, now I would like to thank those of you who sent in $200-something during the last week's half-hour program. That was great. And now I need to raise more than $1,000 to catch up. The number's 877-500-5266. Need you to kick down, people, and you know why, and I'm talking to you. And now let's get right down to some topics here. Now, when you hear that the post office or the bus drivers have a problem with billions in unfunded pension liabilities, be aware that you are being tricked by rhetoric. And the rhetoric is coming from the owning class. The post office is supposedly in the red because Congress is forcing it to pay in advance for the pensions of postal workers who have not yet been born. The funding has to go 70 years in advance. This is a cruel trick. But billionaires love it because it is intended to wreck the constitutionally mandated National Postal Service and open the gates for more fat and undeserved profits for UPS and FedEx. And second, they love it because it frames workers' rights as an expensive frill that endangers good business. This frame works, ironically, in part because so many workers are being deprived of their rights and dignity that an unfocused resentment has built up, and the billionaires can use that resentment. Workers, that's you and me, by the way, actually build and maintain the society. We have a right, and the society we build has an obligation to pay pensions and other human rights like health care and housing. We built the society, the workers. I repeat, the workers built this society, and it is ours. It is not the society of the fraction of the fraction of 1%. It is not the billionaire society. And we, the workers, have a right to live in peace and dignity. That's what pensions are about. What are you supposed to do when you can't work? You have a pension. That's deferred compensation. That's part of what you get when you work, when you build the society. That comes first. And I am astonished that food stamps have just been cut, and yet I hear no shouting in the streets. Maybe it's the weather.